We are in the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark, Kata Markon. We're studying it from the Greek text. I've been requested to do that. We're also reading it from the Amplified Bible, which I don't have with me today for some reason or other. I think I took it with me and I haven't put everything back in place yet. But we'll go there and read it from the New American Standard anyway. Mark, chapter 10. We'll read here for a few verses. Ten and verse 27. Didn't quite get there yet. Actually, 28 is where we're going to start. Peter began to say to him, "Behold, we have left everything and followed you." Peter has always got his foot in his mouth, remember? Everything and followed you. Everything. We left everything. Now, what did they actually do? Peter had left a lot, hadn't he? Peter was a fisherman. He had boats. He had family. And when Jesus started to preaching and called him out as one of the early church members of the church and the other, what we might call apostles and disciples at that time, Peter followed. He left everything and he followed. How would you like your husband just walk off and leave you and start going following a man around for the tens of twenties of miles around? And they're all walking, by the way. They're not driving in a Cadillac or whatever, but they're walking every place they go. Walking all the way from Galilee to Judea and all over down to Tyre and Sidon, down by the Mediterranean Sea, going all over the place. And mama's sitting at home, "Where's the fish today to eat? Where's the flour to buy the bread?" Whatever. So they did leave a lot, didn't they? They left a lot. That's more than what some of us do. I remember when I started going to the seminary. I owned a house, and a lot of they would say, "When are you going to sell your house?" I said, "Well, wasn't planning on selling my house. I'll find out where God wants to call me, and then I'll go there," or whatever, you know. I didn't want to sell my house. That was something. Land to an Indian is very important. It was all taken away from us in Indian territory, and we wanted to have land. We wanted something that we could say we have. When you run from here to there and everywhere, and they ran all the way out to California to be mistaken for White Okies, and then I have a piece of land here, a little acre of ground with a house that I built on it, and etc. I didn't want to walk off and leave it, but they expected me to. Brother Madden said, "Brother Phillips," he said, "you need to get rid of your house and just come and put your life into the ministry." Well, they didn't know my personal life either. That was a problem. But I didn't do it yet. When he came and visited me, he said, "Don't get rid of your home." He said, "You built this thing with your hands." He said, "I think you can serve the Lord right here the rest of your life. There's plenty for you to do right here in this area." And so I didn't sell my home. I started giving away a lot of things. I gave things to here, to there, to everywhere, because I was getting ready to do that. That was expected of me. But following Jesus, Peter began to say to him, "Behold, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake or for the gospel's sake, but that he shall receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, farms, along with persecution in the world to come, and eternal life. But many who are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." That scripture has haunted me all of my adult life. "But as many who are first will be last, and the last shall be first." Now let's go back and look at these verses from the original language. exato, legain, ho petros, auto edu hemes a the kamen, panta kai akuolo the kamen, sui. 28. Peter here is with pride, he says this. With pride, he says this. Ex auto, it says here, he began for himself to say. He began, third person singular, first aorist indicative, middle voice. That comes from arco, by the way. That comes from the word beginning. He began to say, and this word here, legain, it's lego, leges, lege, legomen, legeti, legusi, legain. If you look at it like that, that's conjugating the whole verb there in present indicative active. This is present infinitive active here. He began to say, and that means he kept on saying it for a while. The Peter, ho Petros there. Ho is the definite article, nominative, singular, masculine, definite article. That's a the. There is no indefinite article in Greek, by the way. Petros, omicron sigma on the end of that means that it is nominative, singular, masculine again. It's a second declension word, and it is a name. And then to him, auto, dative, singular, masculine, third person pronoun there. He began to say it to him. To him there is Jesus. And then it do. Behold, look, second person singular, second aorist, imperative, middle voice. He began to say for himself, you look, for yourself, himes, we, and that is nominative plural, first person pronoun. And that the pronouns are conjugated just like the, are declined just like the others. They're all declined. Nominative, genitive, locative, or nominative, genitive, locative, instrumental, dative, accusative, invocative. All eight cases. Everything in Greek is conjugated or declined. The nouns are declined. The verbs are conjugated. And the participles are a fluid noun, so to speak. It's like a verb and a noun combination. And we, aphekamen, first person plural, first aorist indicative active, that comes from aphiemi. And that means to walk off and leave. We have walked off and left panta all things. And, or also there, you can look at that either one, and or also. I think it would probably be also as well as and there. Also, page 208, we have followed as disciples you. We have followed and listened and heard and obeyed. We have followed, listened, heard, and obeyed you. You. Verse number 29 now. Efe hoesus. Amen lego himen. Udes. Esten. Hos. Afeken. Oikion. A. Adelphos. A. Adelphos. A. Matera. A. Patera. A. Tekna. A. Agrus. Heke. Heneken. Emoi, Kai, and Nakin, to Euangelio. By the way, the second Nakin there is actually in brackets, so it wasn't there in the original language. It is a adverb there, and it means on account of or for the sake of. Now let's go back and look at this verse. Efe, that comes from Phemi. It's third person singular, second aorist, indicative, active. All right, he said, the Jesus. He said to Jesus, now look at this hoesus there. That ho there is a definite article, nominative singular masculine, second declension, Jesus. What does Jesus mean? Jesus or Jesus or Yahshua. Mm-hmm. It means Jehovah saves. Yahshua and Jesus are the same name. Jehovah saves. That Jesus or Jehovah saves. Amen. Amen is a particle of affirmation. And it means most affirmatively. It actually goes back to a figure of speech here that we can look at for a moment. Amen is like a tent post. Okay? And then you put a tent over it and tack it down on both sides with tent stakes. Without the prop there, the amen, you can't stand up a tent. Not going to work. So the word amen means to uphold it. Absolutely, most affirmatively. Amen, lego himen. Amen, I say. Third person or first person singular, present indicative active from lego, the same word. To you all. This is dative plural second person pronoun. To you all. Actually, it's you all there. Or ye. Ye is the plural of you, and you all is the plural of you also. Udes. Moreover, not one. Moreover, no one. Udamia. He is who, that little relative pronoun there, that who hosts there, that's nominative, singular, masculine. Afaken. And then here again, he said he or she has left behind. Third person singular, first aorist, indicative, active, comes from afiemi. No one has left behind, that's aorist tense, punctuated reaction, he's gone, he's done it. He has left behind. House. His home, his house, or a little correlative there, a adelphos. Adelphos means what?
Brother.
It means brother. That's it's masculine, isn't it? It's accusative plural masculine. It's masculine gender, so that's brother. And what does this brother mean? It comes from a and delphi.
It's beloved.
No, a and delphi. Ah and Delphi, it means from the same womb.
Oh,
these are his family, his closest relatives. This is his brother from the same mother. Okay? Or Adelphos, and that means from the same womb, feminine gender, or sisters. All right, his brothers or sisters. Now, when it talks about Jesus' brothers and sisters, they're from the same womb. It's Mary's is their mother. Not somebody else. It's not some other woman. Mary was the mother. The brothers or sisters, a correlative again, matera. We got our word mother from this word here, matera. Accusative, singular, feminine, mother, or, again, correlative. Or patera, father. The word in Latin and Spanish is padre, patera, from padre, or padre from patera, or again, tecna. Tecna, what does the word tecna mean? That's accusative plural neuter. Now we had accusative singular masculine, now we got accusative plural neuter, because that's children. That's born sons, born daughters. Born sons, live births. Yelad is the Hebrew word, yelad. Father or children, plural, or fields, lands, a farm. Some of the disciples were farmers, and they left their farms, their fields. Haneke, haneke, it's a rough breather with acute mark up there. Haneke, for the sake of, a little adverb, on account of me. And, now the word and, now the word aneka there, you can put it in there, but it is not in the text. It's understood what you call a practical substantive. But it's not there, because it's in brackets, but somebody actually put it in later on. and Hanaka for the sake of the gospel, euangelia. Euangelia. The gospel means what? It comes from you and angelos. You and angelos. What does you mean? Good. Angelos means messenger or angel. For the sake of the good news. The gospel in English means good spell. Good spell. The gospel, when it's effective, casts a spell upon you, but it is a godly spell. The gospel, when it is effective in a person's life, it casts a spell upon you by the Holy Spirit of God. That spell stays with you. The Spirit of God comes in your entity, in your soul, in your spirit, and that spirit controls or casts a spell on you for the rest of your life. Isn't that nice? This is not a, this isn't witchcraft. But in the English, the old English, it means good spell. The gospel means good spell. Gospel. Good spell. Good, you go down in the different places in the world, in Africa and whatever, and you have these voodoo people and down in the Caribbean, and you know, they practice voodoo and they cast spells. They take and they make a little form of you and they stick needles in it to make you get sick or whatever they do. They get a piece of your hair and put on this little doll, this little voodoo doll. Well, the Holy Spirit casts a spell on our souls and our spirits when we are born again. When we allow God to come into our lives, God casts a spell upon us. God cast a spell upon us. Remember that. That's the name of it. God cast a spell upon us. 10 and verse 30 now. Ion me lebe ekton ta plasiona. Nin en to kairo tuto oikios kai adelphos kai adelphos kai materas kai tekna kai agrus meta Diag mon kai en to ayania to erko mono zoein ayanion. Zoein ayanion. Let's look at this now. Verse number 30. It's a long verse, every one of these long verses. Third class conditional particle, unconditioned or determined. The condition is undetermined, but with prospect of determination. Every time the Bible talks about us responding to God, it is in a conditional sense. It is a, it will probably have a subjunctive mode, and it will have a third-class conditional. Now, if the calling and election of God were absolutely what we call irresistible, and yet I know no one has ever, that has saved, has ever resisted the call of God. But in the Greek language, it tells us something, and the Greek language is inspired by God. Tense, mode, and voice in the Greek and the Hebrew Bible are inspired by the Holy Spirit of God and led these men to put it in the right tense, modes, and voices. And here we go again. We're going to look at it. All of you super lapsarians, you've got a little problem right here. A little problem. Eon, third class conditional particle, undetermined but with prospect of determination. It can happen. It can happen dependent on you. May, a particle of negation. All right, a particle of negation. May, 268. If not, he may receive. Labe, that comes from lambano. It is third person singular, second aorist, subjunctive, the mode of doubtful affirmation. It can, it may, or may not happen. Again, I'm glad that I read the Bible in Greek because it straightens my theology out. Real good. You can't deny the inspired word of God. It's there. If not, he may receive 100-fold. Ek, hek, ton, ta, plasiona. 100-fold, 100 times. Now, a little adverb of time, nin, in, a preposition there. We get that word in, and our word in English from the same word here in Greek. A lot of it, the English language comes from Greek. All the scientific and medical language comes from Greek. A little, most of the, what we might call the legal language, comes from Latin, because the Catholic Church had taken the Bible and would not allow anybody to have it in any other language but Latin, and they made sure you didn't know how to read it and write it. So you wouldn't know what the Bible says, so they could pawn off any kind of doctrine on you that they wanted to. Now, in the time, in the season, actually, that word kairo means season. In to kairo, locative singular masculine, locative singular masculine, both those to and the kairo. This, demonstrative pronoun, locative singular masculine, all describing. That's all, and it, the preposition there rules the case that we're in right here. In the time, in the season, this, houses. Houses, homes, and brothers, and sisters. And remember what Adelphos and Adelphos mean? Sisters and brothers from the same womb. Mm-hmm. Kai and materas and mothers. Now materas is in half bracket, so what we got here is something that's a practical substitute, because he actually put it in the last verse, so we know that this is all there. Brothers, mothers also, mothers also, and that word kai there, page 208, that probably means also here, which is a cumulative particle. Techna, children. Again, born, live birth, yelad in Hebrew. And, or also, agrus, fields, farms, ranches, with, meta, with chasings, persecutions. Sharon, when she leads us in prayer in our classes, she always prays for the persecuted Christians, wherever they are in the world, because they are being persecuted. In any Muslim nation, they're going to be persecuted, I can guarantee you that much. With persecutions and chasings. It comes from dioko, that means to run down, to run down in rapid motion, to pursue eagerly, and are also in the age. In the age. In preposition 137 again, in the age. Locative singular masculine, and locative singular masculine in the age. Age. The. In the age, the one coming. In the age, the one coming. Now that is a locative, singular, masculine, present, participle, middle voice. In the age that's coming for itself. The time just goes on, doesn't it? We were talking tonight before the class, before we were praying, that the time, I didn't think I'd ever see year 2000. I was born in the 40s, and 2000 seemed like a long way, and now here I am 24 years into the next century. An old man. Elderly. But I'm still doing it. In the age, the present one, and the one coming. Life eternal. Life, zoein aeonion. Life eternal. Forever, life everlasting. Life everlasting. Here we have this one verse here that is so mysterious to me, and yet I think I'm getting to see a little glimpse of what it actually means. We are not our own, number one, are we? When we're born again, we're not our own anymore. We are slaves of God, and we are willing slaves of God. Jesus Christ was our servant and our slave for 33 and a half years on this earth, and he willingly went to the cross of Calvary because of his love for us. Plain, simple truth, doctrine. When we become his, we are his slaves because he bought us with a price of his own precious blood. Not gold and silver, but his blood, his suffering, his life. He breathed out his in human body. He died on the cross of Calvary. Everybody, there is something in you that makes you afraid to die because it keeps you alive. Makes you afraid to die, so it keeps you alive. All this week here in Maryland, we saw wild horses in our yard almost all week, didn't we? Well, there was another young wild stallion, a black wild stallion. The one we had here was a sorrel, a reddish horse with four black stockings, and he was a powerful looking horse. Well, today he pushed his mares way over yonder about a mile away, and they come back to challenge this black stallion. And he was up here about a mile up here, and they ran all the way down to her outside of our fence out here and began to fight. And they were hind legs. They were biting and squealing and running and swirling and kicking each other. And they went on for quite a while. Now that stallion will not let that stallion get near his mares or his children. And most of them were in my yard all this week, but the black stallion come up. He wants to be first. There's only one first, isn't there? There's only one first. Only one stallion can lead a herd. There's not two of them, only one. Now let's look and see what it says here. Pala, paloi, de, esontai, protoi, eskatoi, kai, hoi, and hoi is in brackets. It's just understood. Practical substance is there. It's there, whether it's there or not. Eskatoi, protoi. Paloi, many, day, moreover, weak adversative conjunction, page 85. They shall be, that they shall be, there is third person, plural, future, indicative, middle voice. Where are you first or where you're last? It's up to you. Again, service to the Lord is up to you. What you do for the Lord is up to you. God will empower you, but you have to loan yourself to him to do that. You have to prepare yourself. I spent 12 years going to seminary and college. I went to Bakersfield College, Cal State for a while, and I went to the seminary 12 years, and then I just kept on studying. Brother Farrar, Carl Farrar, used to tell me, he said, Brother Jim, when you've gone through this school 5 or 10 years or however long, you earn your doctorate, you learn your Bible languages and everything, all you've got is a license to learn. If that's where you go, you'll never learn anything. Is that all you ever learn? You'll never learn anything. You'll never have an education if that's all you do. He said, I challenge you to be a student forever, as long as you live. And am I, Marilyn? Yeah, I'm a student. I'm studying all the time. I'm learning things constantly, reading 2 or 3 books at the same time, studying the languages of the Bible, writing, reading, whatever. Moreover, many, they shall be first and last, the ones last first. The first one shall be last, and the last one shall be first. What in the world does that mean? I have seen in churches, I have seen people that never wanted the spotlight. Basically, I don't do, I remember. I don't really want the spotlight, do I? I don't want to be out in front. I'm shy. I'm just that way. But I'll get up and I'll do what I got to do. I mean, sometimes when I walk into a pulpit where there may be 1,000 people or 2,000, 3,000 people in there, I am so timid. But then I open the Word of God and I forget all about it. And the Holy Spirit takes over and gives me the courage to preach what I'm preaching. Whether it's at a funeral or whatever it is. You put your neck in the noose. in the guillotine, and God's going to take care of it. He will do it. Many shall be first, and the first shall be last. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. I look at preachers, they like to be out in front, don't they? Most of them do. I've seen preachers that, Brother Travis Hubbard, for one. Dr. Travis Hubbard, Dr. Harold Travis Hubbard. The man never wanted the spotlight. But when he got up in the spotlight, he fed the sheep. Whether they were the pastors or whoever they were, whether they were the bishops, the pastors, whatever they were, he fed them. And he fed them well, and their souls leaped from that information and the glory of God. And he'd sit down and shut up and wish they didn't carry him out again. He didn't want to get up in associations and preach. There was another man just like that, J. Lewis Guthrie. And a lot of people say that I'm like Travis Hubbard and J. Lewis Guthrie. J. Lewis Guthrie was a timid man. In his classroom, as he would open the Word of God and teach to his children there, the men that would go out and preach the gospel, he wrote several books. He was a tremendous scholar, PhD, doctor of Bible languages, whatever you want, he was it. And he liked to go out and play with his animals in the backyard. He had rabbits and chickens and things, and he loved his rabbits and his chickens. He died out there feeding his chickens, or his rabbits one time. That's when he died. But they asked him to preach for the American Baptist Association. He got up and absolutely so installed the glory of God in the hearts of those men and women that heard him speak that it was an absolute revolution. Something that gave them an insatiable desire to learn what that man was putting out before them. They had no idea. He helped found that seminary in Little Rock, Arkansas, and preachers went out all over the place preaching the Word of God like people had never heard it preached before. You know, preachers 100 years ago, that's not too long for me, you know, 100 years ago, they preached one message. They preached the same message every Sunday. And they'd preach 2 or 3 hours, the same message every Sunday. They wore it out. And when the people finally got wore out, if they were there 2 or 3 years, they'd move on and preach the same message someplace else. Now, sometimes I preach the same message over again because I think there are messages that need to be heard more than once. Bloom where you planted, the resurrection. John 1:1, God became flesh. I repeat that over and over and over again because it's a foundational doctrine. If you don't have that, you don't have anything. Simple as that. If you don't have that, you don't have anything. So I preach sometimes the same message, but I preach the Word of God. I remember a man came in my class in Valley Baptist Church. I was there for 20 years or a little longer. And one was a retired pastor. And he wanted to learn Greek. And he came in my class, I think I was teaching 1st and 2nd Peter, and I was in bad shape with cancer. Just suffering with cancer. Just before and after, I was taking chemotherapy, I was taking radiation, and they operated on me and gutted me and put me back together. And I was in there for quite a while with a catheter running out of me and IVs running in me and everything else. But I was preaching because I knew what God wanted me to do. First time when I walked in the classroom, the people went... I was in my pajama bottoms. I had me a top on and everything, but I couldn't put my clothes on. I've never been able to wear a belt or pants, tight pants since then. I wear pants that's 2 or 3 inches bigger than my stomach and around me because of all the scarring and everything. I went in there. This guy came to me, and after the class, he thought, I never heard anybody preach in Greek before. You're something else. You get up there and you preach in Greek. He got so excited that a church called him in Oregon, and he went and pastored that church. He said, I can't shut up. I've learned so much now that I can't shut up. I just got to let it fly. So he left. He went up there. You remember that man, Marilyn? Mm-hmm. He was a tall, slender man. We inspire each other. There are going to be a lot of church members, people, that are going to be first in the eternal ages. I think Marilyn's going to be right up there at the top. And I think you're going to be right there, girl. She puts up with me. And I'm different. As simple as that. Remember, God's got a place for you. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Which one are you going to be? It's up to you. Remember, subjunctive mode, middle voice, every time. It's always there, isn't it? Our Father, we send this message out for your honor and glory. Please forgive me where I fail you. Please use this message wherever it goes in the world. Touch the hearts of those. Let them know that they can be first or last, or not even in the running. Please forgive us where we fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.